Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, October 29th. We're back with you here in the studio. Excited to do so, as always. And I see Danny's coming in here. I saw some posts, so you're going to have to explain them.
Oh, God.
Like, do you ever get homesick but for a person? Explain that, please. Okay, she posted this on Instagram. Probably unrelated to the picture.
I actually deleted it, too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't have to discuss that. How's everything? No good.
No.
No good. Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. But maybe it's for the best. You know, life sometimes gives you writings on the wall.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
But you don't want to accept it because you're still living on a cloud, right?
Yeah. I live in my own world. I'm always in denial about shit, for sure.
Yeah. Is when's Gabby coming? This week?
Next Wednesday night, though.
Next Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, we've got some time until she gets here.
Yeah, like
stuff,
a week.
So.
Like over a week.
I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
Really can't wait.
I haven't seen her in almost a year.
Yeah, because I'd like to meet her in person. You know, we talked to her on the phone once or twice, but I'd like to see you guys together. You know,
right.
It's probably freaky.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. You know, in some pictures, in some angles, she looks just like you.
I know.
I mean, totally.
Yeah.
In some angles, she doesn't.
I know. There's sometimes I'll take pictures of myself and I'll say, oh, I look like Gabby, which is weird because we're twins.
Yeah, right.
So anyways, I on Friday went out of my way and I made this guy and I'm sorry package. And I dropped it off at his front desk. And it was a bunch of cute stuff. Like, I outdid myself.
Sorry, package.
So it was a bunch of little, like, inside joke gifts.
Where did you drop it off?
At his. He lives in one of those, like, fancy buildings where they have concierge.
Okay, so you left it with him?
Mm-hmm.
God, this guy's got lots of money, man. Lamborghinis.
Yeah.
Concierge, you know? I mean, what the hell is this guy? How old did you say he was? 35?
35, almost 36.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Well, he figured it out already.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
So I left it. I left the gift at his front desk, and in the card that I left him, I bought two movie passes to Halloween, and I put his movie pass in. I said, if you forgive me, meet me in the lobby of the movie theater at 9:30 p.m. on Sunday.
He
didn't come.
Of course. Why did you set yourself up like
that?
I
didn't think he was not going to come.
Come on.
It's never happened to me before. I'm like, is he really this mad? Like, are you this mad?
But you set yourself up for failure if you don't, because you know he may not come.
I know. But
did you expect that he wouldn't come, maybe?
No, I expected that he probably would.
Yeah, so you didn't really consider it.
No.
And then it was a shock to you.
Yeah, I was a shock. I was like in shock. And in the Lyft ride home, I like was like, okay.
I'm sure. You set yourself up. It's like saying, tell me the truth. Do you like me or not? You know?
Oh.
You don't want to hear the truth. That's the problem.
No. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what type of message he's trying to send. But my last.
But you're holding on to nothing. I'm telling you. You know it's over. You know it's gone. You know? You just got to accept it. Move on. Don't get so emotional, for crying out loud.
That's impossible. I'm an emotional person.
I know.
I'm a very emotional person.
Well, at least control the emotions. What can I tell you?
Oh, God.
Oh, well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. After a nice weekend here, it was beautiful weather, right?
Mm-hmm, it's really
but then
nice
it's
though.
The same every day, so
right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And I keep checking the weather in Oregon. It's like
rain.
Rainy every day, but you know, rain. Just
no, thank you.
Not just drizzles.
Downpours.
Yeah. I think so.
That sucks.
You know, when you look at the map. You don't look at weather maps and stuff, but usually they use green to indicate rain. This thing is like covered in green.
Oh,
you know?
No.
Yeah.
Mm. So, are you ready for that?
I don't know, man. Sometimes I'm wondering, but I'll have to see. I mean, I love rain, but for days on end?
Yeah, no. For months on end, you mean? Because you're going for months, and you're going at the worst possible part.
Yeah, well, I'm missing these 2 months, so from January to... to March, you know, when it's spring and stuff, it's not going to be that much, only half the year. But we'll see. You know, I don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
I would definitely,
yeah, I would definitely like think about it.
Yeah.
I would like write a list. Maybe.
Well,
like,
I'm going to commit to 2 months, and then we'll see how it happens. You can't just, you know, pack up and leave after 2 weeks, you know, because you say I don't like the
rain. Why not?
Because. Because I might still like it. It could be a shock at first.
Maybe.
It will be a shock at
first. I think that you should give it a month.
Yeah.
And I think you should look into subleasing your apartment out
here.
Well,
I'm doing 2 months and I'm getting out of the apartment. I need to sort of like...
But what if you want to come back and then you have to find a brand new apartment?
I know, but I don't... Maybe I don't want to leave myself a way out, you know?
I
So, Amy, grab a chair for yourself out there. Okay. There's great chairs in the waiting room. Okay, Amy just came in, and Amy is the publicist of our guest who's sitting here patiently. We're going to introduce her in just a second, and she seems very interesting, I mean, based on all the notes and everything, so that's pretty cool. So I went to a bar mitzvah this weekend. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Okay, so we went to one, and the reason I'm bringing it up is because this is my cousin's. I have a cousin, right?
Mm-hmm.
She has a son, so it was her son.
Mm-hmm.
But now her father, who's my uncle, I haven't...
Already lost, but keep going.
Okay. Damn it. Okay, I'm going to drop it then. The hell with it. Doesn't matter.
Just give the logistics.
Cares? I just wanted to make a point that my uncle, I haven't talked to him in 40 years. And neither had my dad before.
He's still alive?
Yeah, he's alive. And but he screwed me when I was really young. I worked for him when I was like 16, 17.
Right.
And he didn't pay me and all that. So, and he did some things that not cool for a family member, you know,
right.
Like being mean and stuff like that. Not helpful.
Right.
So at any rate, and then he had a big fight with my dad. So my dad said, I don't want you guys ever talking to him. So I had like 2 reasons not to.
Right.
So I didn't really want to go.
But you went.
I went because just to honor my cousin, you know,
mm-hmm.
his daughter, because she's come to everything we do, you know?
Right.
We've sort of like the kids have overcome what the parents have done.
Right.
And that's what needs to be done, you know? You can't like just follow your parents, and if they have enemies, you go with their enemies.
Right.
All right. I know I'm boring you, so let's get on with the show. We're going to bring in our guest right now. And we're joined by Livy Chang or Chung. Or tell us how it's really pronounced, because I can do it.
Livy Chung.
Tung. Okay, Livy Tung. I can do that.
Well, yeah, you can.
Yeah. Welcome to the show, Livy. Get a little closer to the mic so we can hear you. There you go. So welcome to the show. Are you an L.A. native? Were you born here in L.A.?
I'm born in Indonesia.
Uh-huh.
You know where's Indonesia?
I do. I do know where the Indonesia is. And didn't they just have the plane crash?
What plane crash?
Uh-huh.
There was a plane crash. 189 people died.
Today?
Yesterday.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that.
We have like 17,000 islands. So, you know, it's a pretty big country.
Yeah.
I'm from there. I've lived
in
LA.
But you've been here for a while, right?
Since 2012.
Very nice. I mean, her English is perfect,
uh-huh.
right? Did you learn English way back in Indonesia too?
I learned a little bit in school,
right?
And
yeah.
then when I was in middle school, after I graduated middle school, I moved to Beijing,
uh-huh.
and then I moved to the U.S. for college.
Oh wow! Now in Indonesia and in China, do they speak the same languages?
Different. Yes.
So you had to learn Chinese.
Yes, wow. I have to learn how to write characters. Chinese characters.
So you know more than one language, obviously.
Yes.
And your English is fluent. That's unbelievable. Now, when you came here, did you come on your own or with family?
I came
2012?
On my own.
On your own?
Yeah.
So your family sent you pretty much?
My parents still in Indonesia.
Uh-huh.
And now my brother is here with me.
Oh, so you came up with your brother from Indonesia?
I was here by myself for like 6 years,
uh-huh.
and then he came after 6 years.
Wow.
Yeah, that's...
You see, a lot of brave women around here just moving to places just like you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was this your first time to LA when you moved here, or were you here before?
I studied undergrad at University of Washington, Seattle, for economics, And then I got into USC Film School to do my master's. So
wow.
That's cool.
Not only beautiful, but smart, talented. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're honored to have you here. And so this is cool. And we'll talk about your career and everything. So is your brother the only sibling, or do you have any left back in Indonesia?
Yeah,
so.
It's me and my brother. We both do film. Actually, my brother just graduated from University of Texas, Austin.
Really?
Film program, yeah.
Wow, very cool. Now, let me ask you this about Indonesia. There's, isn't it majorly a Muslim population there?
Yes, it's the largest Muslim population in the world.
In the world, yes. In Indonesia, right?
Yes.
But, are you Muslim?
I'm not.
You're not. Yeah.
But I have a lot of friends that's Muslim.
Yeah, I mean, you don't seem to be, because you know you have the look of an Asian person, I suppose, right? Whatever that means.
I know whatever.
I don't know. Sometimes I have brain farts and stuff, but but no, I mean, races look different. There's nothing, you know. I'm not saying anything wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm saying again, she's beautiful. You know, we'll have pictures on Facebook and everything, but. So this is cool. For those of you just joining us, we're talking to Livy Tung, and I hope I'm saying this correctly. So is this a Chinese name?
Yes, it's a Chinese name.
Yeah. Very cool. So how did your family end up in Indonesia?
It's been like several generations.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, like my parents don't even speak Chinese. So yeah,
they don't
because yeah. They moved a long time ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they didn't speak Chinese at home or something, or what?
No, they just speak Indonesian.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Some English, yeah.
You see, that's the thing. You speak what you hear at home, pretty
yeah.
much. You know.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. You go to school and everything, but still, you know, that's your mother tongue is the language you hear at home.
Yep.
Yeah. Livy agrees. I guess, right? you can't nod. You're on the radio. Yeah,
that's true. Okay, yeah, I won't nod anymore.
Wow. So this was a surprise because this interview was never confirmed. Let's say that way. Well, not in my email. So. No, I believe you, Amy. I believe you, but no, it worked out. It worked out for the best, Amy, and I thank you for that, because she's a great guest. I'm just saying this because I'm relieved I didn't have somebody else planned. You know, that would have been terrible. You know, but and we'll give a plug to Amy at the end of the show also, because she's an awesome publicist and a friend, and we love having you. You know, so okay, so Livy, so. You grew up in Indonesia. Now, in school, did you... So you went to high school there, right?
No, I went up till middle school in Indonesia, and then I moved to China for high school.
Oh, okay.
Because I studied martial art, kung fu. It's
really?
Called wushu.
Uh-huh.
And it came from China. So
yeah.
I
Are you good at it now?
I think so.
Really? Can you beat me up?
I won like 26 medals in college.
Wow.
In the U.S., yeah.
Well, she's good then.
Yeah. I'm decent at it.
Yeah.
Wow. So there's a special sport for that particular one, or is it just mixed martial arts?
It's called wushu.
Wushu.
Yeah.
In the United States too?
They have it too, yeah. Oh. Like, you know Jet Li?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he does the same thing.
Oh, okay.
And I studied in the school that he went to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. So early on, did you realize you want to make films?
So because I studied martial arts, so I was always interested in film. But I kind of like, my whole family is not in film. They're all in like business or academics. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really know what to do to be like in
right.
film.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have any mentors or anything. So I decided to just study economics for uh-huh. college, because then I'll have a lot of jobs
right.
waiting for me. But then like when I was in college, I like learned like film about film, and I took classes. I was on film sets, and then I was like really interested. So I told myself like, I'm going to apply to film school. If I get in USC, I'll do film. If I don't right. get in USC, I'll do PhD in economics or business.
Oh, wow.
So I get in USC.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
you know, did?
Yeah, so, like,
How do you do this? I mean, you were like obviously smart in high school too to be able to impress them. I mean, you come here from a foreign country. How do you all these good grades, they transfer from one country to the other?
Yeah,
I mean, how do they know you're going to be a good student?
I went to international school and I did the SAT, TOEFL. So they look at the grades and then they look at like you have to write a lot of essays and then look at like your achievement and then you just applied. I actually applied to like I think 32 schools. Yeah.
See, it's numbers. It's a numbers game. Mm-hmm. Everything is, you know. Go find 32 guys and one of them will be your husband.
You know? Yeah.
I promise you.
No, thank you.
So you got into USC. You must have been excited about it, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. I didn't believe.
Is that like the best film school?
It's the best film school, and like a lot of my friends applied. They've applied for like 3 years in a row. They didn't get in, so I was like, I'm not gonna get in.
They probably hated you.
There's nothing to lose, so yeah. But then I just felt that was like I was meant to do film because I got in. Because otherwise,
yeah, of course,
yeah, I would do.
I should go back to school and do that.
Yeah. Are you going to get into SC? No. How are your grades?
For sure not.
Okay.
No, so. I was smart in school.
Right. It's not about being smart. It's about being a good student,
but can't
too,
you just, like, start over?
Okay. Go back to college and
yeah,
start over.
Yeah, can't I just go back to college?
And then do a master's at SC, but you'll have to graduate with honors and everything.
No.
And write essays. I mean, right? A master's degree is not easy.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun at all.
I know. Okay. You're not for that, no. You see?
I don't even want to study ever again
okay.
for anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I have
you
to
know.
Study for the driver's test out here, and that's stressful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's stressful.
Oh, my God.
But listen, you got to get into something, you know. I mean, look how successful she is because she set her mind
Sam,
to it.
Sam, don't shit on me today. I'm already having a bad
day. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not shitting on you. That's not what I mean. Come on.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. I don't want to be on the receiving her end of her anger. And she's never been angry with me, so I don't know how to deal with this. But no, because it's because I want to see you happy because I keep telling you that.
I know.
I tell you,
I
you
know
have
you want the best
to get
me.
A direction.
I know.
Get something, you know. But at any rate, going back to Livy. All right. So Daddy's devastated today emotionally.
Yeah, just bear with me. I'm usually okay. A lot better than this, you guys.
Yeah, you're just an emotional wreck today.
I know, and I haven't slept. I literally haven't slept.
Really?
Not even an hour.
Wow.
I just was like pacing.
No wonder you're like emotional and everything, you know? I mean,
yeah.
Come on. Yeah, don't attack me, please.
No, I love you.
Okay, good.
I know you want the best for me.
I really do, you know? I mean, you know, I talk to you every day, 5 days a week. I care about mm-hmm. what happens to you.
I know,
you know,
I believe it.
Okay, good.
You're just my punching bag for the next okay. 48 hours.
Well, Livy's going to protect me here. We'll keep the attention on her. So, for those of you just joining us, Livy's a producer and a director. We're discussing your USC days. How long did it take you to complete the school at USC?
A long time.
A long time?
Because I made 2 feature films while I was in school, so
really?
It took me like 5 years.
Gee.
Like when I graduated, like when I was like doing the ceremony, like I didn't know most of the people that was sitting next to me
because
everybody already graduated.
That's
but
crazy.
It's okay. Like I got my degree. Now I do a lot of guest lecturing.
Uh-huh.
I've already guest lectured in more than 30 universities, including UCLA, USC as well, New York Film Academy.
When did you have time to accomplish all that? I mean, she seems very young, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, but that's cool, you know. So you accomplished quite a bit. Now, so you were making films while you were going to school, and I see you you made a film called Brush with Danger.
Yes, I did.
What was that about?
That was about a brother and a sister. One is a painter, one is a fighter, and pursuing their American dream. It's actually the story kind of based on my life and inspired by my friend who ran away from war from Ethiopia. He's like my good friend, and I just kind of like, I was really amazed at how he came here with nothing. He got a scholarship. And then he saved up a lot of money to bring his parents and his girlfriend.
Right.
And, you know, and then, of course, he's very successful now, except that when he got, you know, he got money to bring the girl and then the girl married someone else.
Oh, wow.
So my sequel would be
Damn.
Brush with Love.
Yeah.
Damn.
Brush with love. Wow. So this is like your story in many ways.
It's like more to like immigrants, because I like meet a lot of immigrants that's so amazing. And I just thought the story is like very close to me. So I wanted like the first film that I directed, that's like something like I can relate to and I'm very passionate about.
Right.
So yeah, I did that. The film got theatrical release in the US and internationally as well.
Wow, very cool. So let me ask you this. I mean, if you can talk about it, but when you come in here, it's hard to like stay, right? How were you able to come here and stay in the United States?
Oh, that's a long story. So I applied for like a artist visa.
Uh-huh.
And my application was, I think, around 500 pages. So basically, you have to compile like what you've done, get a recommendation letter, and then show them like, you know, like just like what you did, that like you're like somebody that like is gonna, you know, be working.
Contribute and to this society,
yeah,
in some
so
way.
It was like, it was longer than my thesis for sure. It was really,
really
long, like the application.
That's a long.
To put it together, it took me over 2 months, because you just have to compile everything. And then when you submit a recommendation letter, and then you have to describe who the person that's recommending you, like it can be your neighbor or something, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, it was kind of a long process, but I'm glad like I got the artist visa, you know, because now I can work here like with no problem.
Very nice.
That's intense.
See, what's that?
That's intense.
Yeah.
It is, right?
Overwork. Yeah.
I mean, she's like, I feel like, I don't know, inferior to you now. I mean, she's so smart and everything.
When you
know?
Came here, did you have to do a 500?
No.
So
when I
came here, I was on a student visa. And then whenever I work, I have to get a work permit.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
It's like very short. Like you have to keep renewing.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
So it was like, you know, like it's really hard. And then so finally like, okay, like I want to get like a more permanent work permit. So then I applied for this few hundred.
So why don't you just apply to be a citizen here?
Well, because like it takes, you know, a long time. So I think my goal is to work half in the U.S., half in Asia.
Right.
So, you know, I love this, like, having an artist visa, because I can still do both.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, right. That's cool.
And my parents is in Indonesia.
Right.
So, you know.
How long is that flight?
Oh, my gosh. It's like
20 hours.
20 hours or something. Oh, it's like you sleep, you wake up, and you're still like, not there, you know?
Yeah. Because nobody sleeps for 20 hours.
Exactly.
Unless you're like on some serious drugs.
I know. I don't know how people can do that. I don't know how
people
can
hard
be
part
on a plane for so long. You
even
know?
On like a 6-hour flight from Boston to LA, it's like I'll sleep for two and I'll wake up thinking like, oh, we're about to land. And then it's like, oh, we still got 4 hours left.
Right. Yeah. Plus, it's hard to believe an airplane can stay in the air for 20 hours.
I know.
Straight, you know?
How does it have that much fuel?
Well, let's say it has the fuel, but I mean, for nothing to go wrong, that's an amazing thing. I'm trying to scare you or anything, but we're both like starting to be afraid of flying, so we talk about
not
it.
Not starting, I've always been.
Yeah.
They said flying is safer than driving.
I know, but still, you know.
But I feel like
they say an airplane is meant to live in the sky, not on the ground, by design. So they design it that'll go on for a long time flying.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I would hope
because,
so.
Yeah, obviously, you know, I mean, it's very rare not to have any catastrophes, you know, although one just happened.
I didn't even see that, and I usually always read.
No, it's front page stuff, yeah.
That's
crazy. Everybody died, I mean.
How long was, were they midair?
He was taking off.
I think it's 13 minutes after they took off, they lost connection, like, with the plane. And then,
so would it, like, blow up?
I don't know. It could be terrorism, right?
Did it go to the sea?
It fell into the sea.
I think it fell to the sea, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
God.
But,
because 13 minutes after takeoff, that's like right when you're getting to 10,000 feet. Because usually it takes 10 minutes to get to 10,000 feet. I know this because I'm a psychopath, because I look at my watch. I'm like, okay, it's been 7 minutes.
But 10,000 feet is like, it doesn't take very long. But 30,000 feet, where they cruise, that takes a while.
Yeah, it takes a while, but at 10,000 feet, they put the little beep, and then they start walking around. I'm like, okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, very nice.
And you get your Wi-Fi.
Exactly.
You learn something every day.
So around like 13 minutes, they just got to 10,000 feet, so they weren't even that high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That scares the shit out of me.
So now, okay, so So you started with Brush with Danger,
uh-huh.
right? Now, how many people did you have in the cast there?
I think the cast, probably cast and crew, about 100.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
How do you organize? So but you did produce it, though, right?
Were I
you
did the produce producer? It.
Really?
So that was my first film, so... You know,
first film with 100 people. In the
so this is the.
How do you do this?
So first of all, like when I was gonna start Brush with Danger, uh-huh. I was gonna shoot it with my brother and a friend. So it's like three crew, and then my best friend mom have like a lot of restaurants, so they were gonna cater it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know, and we were gonna shoot it for like really low budget, you know, like. And then it just kind of got bigger and bigger. And then we have a real camera. Then we have like a Red. Because originally we were going to shoot it on a 70. And then after that, we got more funding. Then we were going to shoot it on a Red. And then we just kind of like kept going. And then as we were filming, we got more funding. And then when we were editing, we got more funding. So it just kind of grew. And then I think at the time, because I was in my first semester in film school. So I didn't really know how difficult it is to make a film.
Right.
But I just kind of, I was like, okay, I want to make a film and it's going to be in theaters, period. That's the goal. Because I didn't know, you know, what yeah. entails, you know.
Right.
But I guess that was, you know, ignorance is bliss, I guess.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And then I just kept going and people were like, are you sure you want to do this? I'm like, yeah. I was like, why not? Just like, you should delay it for a year. Like some of my friends were like telling me that. I'm like, if I don't do it now, when am I going
to
do this?
Well, exactly. Yeah, don't listen to those friends.
People always tell you wait. It's like, what am I waiting
yeah, like,
for exactly?
What am I waiting
if
for?
If I want to do it, I'm going to do it now.
Yeah.
See, that's the way to succeed.
And they feel like they're like giving you good advice, but
right,
you're almost being
exactly.
a low-key hater.
Or just overly cautious and shit. But you're right, maybe jealous.
Yeah, like... I feel like anyone who has a dream, their friend shouldn't be telling you, like, you should take a year off. A year off for what? Then I'm going to be a year behind on my dream.
Exactly, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Livy, you're definitely blessed, and we're honored to have you here. Maybe some of that blessing will rub off on us, too. Mm-hmm. We could use some.
Right.
So let's start. Moving forward... So you made that film now. Were you able to get it into the theaters?
Yeah, it was playing in theaters in the U.S. and internationally. So, yeah, it did well.
Yeah?
Yeah, it did well.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
Can we see it now anywhere?
Yeah, now it's in Amazon, iTunes, Hulu, over the place. So you could just
I'm
like,
really curious to see your movie. I mean, the first one, right?
Yeah, the first one I directed.
Wow. So what did you do before? Did you act? Did you work behind the scenes?
Before that, I did a lot of stunt work.
Okay.
I was a stunt woman.
Really?
Yeah, I did a little bit of acting, but mostly stunts.
You know what? I might as well go home. I feel like nothing compared to... You've achieved so much.
I work on a like TV show back for Indonesia, and
Oh, God. You know what? By the time she's my age, you will have conquered the world pretty much,
110%,
right? I mean, how do you not? You know, martial arts, languages, filmmaking, you know, USC.
Mm-hmm.
So is your brother as talented and successful as you?
Yeah, he's in the, actually he was in a national team and he competed as well. At the world's championship, and then he write a lot of my stuff. He actually wrote Brush with Danger.
Really?
Yeah, he's a very talented writer.
Very nice. So is he here now too?
Yeah, he just drove his car from Texas and moved.
So you see, your parents knew where to send you guys because they know America is the best, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my parents are pretty cool.
Is this like the best country in the world by far, or what?
Well,
no?
Indonesia and America is both great.
Well. Listen, if you're here, you gotta love America, okay? But no, I definitely think I'm from another country, and I definitely feel that America is the greatest country in the world. I really do, you know, and more power to us. I'm very proud to be an American, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I remember when I was a kid, we'd get T-shirts with the American flag and stuff.
Right.
You know? It was the coolest thing. Or Speedos. You know what Speedo is?
Yeah, of course I do.
That's what we used to wear when we were kids in the 60s, 70s, you know? It was the funniest thing. Wow. What's the population of Indonesia? Do you know? Any idea? Here, I can Google it real quick, but...
It's a lot.
It is a lot?
And
well, you said it's like seven different...
It's the fourth largest fourth most populous country in the world.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The fourth most populous?
Yeah. It must be really hard to date there.
Well, but they actually have,
well, you have a lot of options.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people, but still less than us. It's 264 million. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
And how much is it here?
About 325, 330 by now.
God, yeah. So many people.
I know. But, yeah, actually, I'm curious to see where the population stands today because I haven't checked it in a long time. We have 325. Isn't that what I said? Yeah,
pretty good. He checked last night, folks.
I did not. I know what the hell I'm talking about, you know? Look, there's some things I'm smart about, too. Not like you, but okay. I've had time to learn 58 years, you know? Wow. So I'm wondering that. Now, the fact that you're both successful and you're able to do the things you love to do and do them well, do you think that has a lot to do with your upbringing or genes or both? What do you think?
Oh, yeah, Asian parenting.
What's that?
Asian parenting.
Oh, Asian parenting.
My parents are very disciplined.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know, getting A's is pretty much, you know, you should get A. Why are you not getting A?
Right, exactly.
Like, I mean, if you get a B, like, what's the problem here?
It's not
here,
an option. It's true, though. That's cool. A way to think about it, you know? When I went back to school, to college at like 25, 26, I was asking myself, what was I asking myself?
I don't know.
Yeah, how can I not get an A? You know, I mean, I'm working hard on it, and there's no reason. Like you said, if you don't get an A, something's going on, right? Because there's no reason not to. You just go and you do your stuff.
I got a couple F's for sure.
Well, but it's not because you couldn't want to. You just weren't a good student, you know? But
I was a good student in some classes, but sometimes they make you take these classes. It's like, this has nothing to do with my life.
Right.
And it's just like hard to get into those.
Mm.
But still,
you have
no
to
excuse.
Anyway.
There's still no excuse to get an F. Like Spanish, I got a D minus and I barely passed.
Wow.
I just couldn't get into it. Yeah. I was like, I'm never gonna use this ever in my life.
Right.
Like, como estás, that's all I got from that class.
Como estás.
Bien gracias, E2.
You could have learned that just living in LA.
I know, too. Like, it has nothing to do with my life.
Oh, you're funny. Wow, so this is pretty cool, man. I mean, definitely an exciting guest we have here. If you're just joining us, Livy Tseng. Am I saying it correctly?
Yeah.
Close?
Yeah,
closest
I think so.
Than somebody else, right?
Yeah.
They call you Cheng or something, right? So I'm going with a Tseng, you know, and we'll see. But, yeah, Chinese is not an easy language, you know, but I was thinking, because my brother lives in China, so he tells us some of the things. I thought, if you want to, like, Danny, you should listen to this.
If you want to
find something where you can make decent money, mm-hmm. go learn Chinese and become a translator. Wouldn't you say?
Oh,
there's
yeah,
so much demand
language.
For
I
that.
I mean, that's never happening, but
why?
Thank you.
You just sit with a tutor and have them teach you. It's teachable.
I don't get into languages. It's not my.
But what if you did? You could make a lot of money. You could travel.
I bet I can, but yeah. I'm all set.
Okay. She'd rather take the easy way. She's gonna find a guy that's gonna pay for it all.
No, I'm not. He's making me look so bad today.
No, you always say that. Oh, you just don't want it in front of company.
No,
right?
I don't care. Let's talk about your movie.
Well, we're getting there, you know.
Oh, I can't stand you today.
Oh my God, it's not me. You didn't get any sleep. I'll hope it's not me.
No, it's not.
Wow. So okay, now so let's get into your later movie. So after Brush with Danger, what did you do then? Did you then go into this movie now?
No, I had another one.
Oh, you had another movie?
Yeah, but we didn't release it because this movie happened.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Are you ever going to release it?
Yeah, next year.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause
what's
this
it called?
One, Insight.
Insight?
Yeah.
And
it's like about
Sixth
about? Sense. About two brothers who have sixth sense.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Did you come up with the story?
Is it scary?
Me and my brother, yeah. It's not scary. It's like action thriller.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not like I see dead people or anything like that.
No. Oh,
okay.
Not that Sixth Sense.
Okay, that's what I mean. That's what I thought of.
No, that's true. So, so you didn't get to finish it at the time, but
actually almost finished. We were like probably like a few weeks away from picture lock, but then like this film happened. So basically, I'll tell you the whole story of this film.
Yeah.
So Belly Beats of Paradise is actually like evolved a lot. So in the beginning, like it was a concert that's a collaboration that was initiated by the Consul General of the Indonesian Consulate in LA, and then it became like a 15-minute documentary, and then now it's a feature film, you know.
Oh,
so
wow.
It kind of really evolved, and you know, every year they have an annual World Bank IMF meeting in Washington, D.C., and last year I got invited to speak there, so right. I launched the teaser, and this year's annual meeting is just happened, held in Bali. So that's why we wanted to launch this film, like, right after
right.
the World Bank IMF annual meeting. Uh-huh. That's why we, like, put this film first, and then the other film just kind of went.
Yeah, because you had, like, sort of a deadline for mm-hmm. this one.
Yeah.
So wow. is it, like, a documentary feature film? Or?
Yeah, okay. It's a documentary feature film, but it's a cool film.
It's about 55 yeah. minutes.
What's that? How long is it?
It's only about 55 minutes, right?
55.
It's an hour, yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, that's not, yeah, 2 hours is a long time for a documentary.
Yeah, for a documentary.
Well, but an hour, yeah.
Not really. Yeah. I mean, it depends.
Could you watch a documentary for 2 hours?
No.
No, okay.
But I mean, some
you have to have a story. You have to weave sort
if
of
if it's
story
like a documentary about, like, Jeffrey Dahmer and some serial killers, I'd probably, like, not shut it off for 2 hours. So I'd be like, what is going on?
Okay, so that's your interest, you know.
But there's documentaries on Netflix that are literally like 2 hours long.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not all of them are like
really.
Yeah.
Really?
But I prefer like an hour is good.
Yeah.
You know?
Very cool. So tell us a little bit about Bali Beats of Paradise. Acquired by Hydro Studios. Is this your studios or whose studios?
No, it's not mine. Our okay. studio is Sun and Moon Films.
Okay. So the film was acquired. What does this mean here?
Oh, it means we collaborate to distribute it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. I see. Okay. So they helped put it in the theaters and online and Amazon and all that stuff.
So they're helping us with the theatrical release, which will be November 16. So I'll tell you a little bit about the film. The film is about Indonesian music called gamelan. It's a traditional music that's been used in Avatar by James Cameron. Mm. LA Times wrote about it, and it's been used in the TV show Star Trek.
Uh-huh.
It's been used in the game Nintendo game Mario Brothers.
Mm.
But you know, like a lot of people still don't know about this,
right?
Unless they're like a composer, then generally they know gamelan. But a lot of people like don't know about it, even though it's been used in a lot of.
Very
films
interesting,
stuff, yeah.
So is that the Judith Hill thing? Is that that kind of music?
So actually this
How
film,
does this fit into all this?
So this film...
Because I get like a lot of notes and I'm all over the place.
This film is based on the life of a... Like a he's a gamelan professor now at UCLA and CalArts. He had his PhD from UCLA as well, but he grew up in Indonesia from a family of artists. I think they've been artists for like 5-6 generations, and he's lived in the U.S. for 40 years spreading gamelan, and now there's out of 50 states in the U.S., 49 has gamelan programs, and he helped, you know, spread this. So like long time ago, every summer he would go to different like places and like start programs in the U.S., and now MIT has it, you know, Harvard has it, you know, so it's a lot of big schools has it. And in the film, he collaborated with Judith Hill to make a music video. It's called Queen of the Hill. You can like find it on YouTube now.
I know. I have it queued up and everything.
Yeah.
Because I really wanted to hear. So is that gamelan type of music?
So it's, that one is like a funk mixed with gamelan and with Balinese traditional dance costume.
So
that's why you see like Judith is wearing like something that's a little bit different, that's like Indonesian.
I see.
Yes, yeah, so it's very colorful and everything.
Very nice.
Is that you?
No, that's Judith Hill.
Oh.
So you guys can go online to YouTube and look up Judith Hill, Queen of the Hill, and we're going to play some of that. But if you want to see the video, you should definitely go there. So let's see what this is about.
I know you're loving my style. I'm a slow burn for your churn, for your honey, learn my ways and know why. Bucking in the deep down, kicking up dust.
Coast. Now I'm rising no time.
You like it, Danny?
Yeah, it's interesting. I like her voice. What's her nationality?
She's from
probably
here.
Probably Indonesia, no?
No, she's from here.
Oh, really?
She's in the documentary 20 Feet from Stardom that won an Academy Award. Mm. And she was the voice contestant and she won a Grammy Award as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has a very nice voice.
All right, well... Sounds good, man. It sounds real cool. So it is different.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different kind of music.
Yeah, for sure.
But what attracted you to this? I mean, why were you interested in this music and decided to make this film?
Because I think Indonesia is very rich in culture. But like in here, like sometimes I say I'm from Indonesia, people still don't know about it. So I want to like share like my culture to the world, and I think gamelan is like a very cool thing that we have, and that's been used like in Avatar, Star Trek, and
yeah.
But it's kind of sad for me as an Indonesian to kind of like people don't know about it, you know?
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, so that's why I thought this would be cool, and I think working with Judith would be awesome as well, because then it's mixing like funk and also gamelan, you know?
Right.
Kind of like right. Making it into like because like. The main character, his name is Nyoman Wenten. He wanted to leave like a legacy because he's going to retire soon. He's like 70 years old. He's been in the U.S. 40 years. So he wanted to do something, you know, that's, you know, once it's on YouTube, it's, you know, forever in
right.
YouTube, right?
Right.
So yeah, then he decided to like make this music video and I directed it as well.
Very nice. So should we look at that real quick? Do you have it on YouTube?
Yeah. Queen okay. of the Hill.
It's oh, that one. Of, that's yeah. Queen of the Hill. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to ask you, as far as this type of music, can you think of a song that's sort of like, that we can listen to right now, that sort of like represents that music, but not with the funk and all that? Like.
So, like, when I first.
Because I want to know, like, when they say gamelan, I want to know what I'm talking about.
Oh.
So, what song
you can
would
just
it
search
be?
Gamelan.
Oh, really?
Balinese gamelan?
Uh-huh.
Balinese okay. gamelan, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Let me see that. Indonesian gamelan medley from Java, Sunda, and Bali. Wow.
Yeah, try it.
You want that one? Okay, it's got a... Okay, let's see what that is. Wow. Different. So you feature this kind of movie in the music in your film?
Yeah
wow, very cool. And now how do you keep the, is there like an underlying story to all that? I mean, are you trying to tell a story of the people?
Yeah, or? So the story is based on Nyoman Wenten's life.
Okay.
And you have a pretty exciting life, but you have to see the film. I can't tell you, you know?
Right,
you
right.
You want to see the film.
No, I do, but I'm wondering, if am I just going to hear this music for an hour or, you
no,
know?
No, there's like a good story behind it.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, it's a documentary.
I
mean.
No, I understand. I understand. But it can be a documentary about, okay, Bali, you know, this is how the people
yeah, but usually
are with
in
the
documentaries
music.
They'll throw music like in the background, but someone will be like talking over it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, right. Okay. Sometimes.
I'm just saying, I've watched a few.
Okay. She knows more about film because she binges all the time.
Well, I do.
But, the graphic is amazing here for the film. The film is Bali Beats of Paradise, Indonesian gamelan. And we're just going to go see a screening of it. But when is it launching again?
November
16th.
Yeah.
Like country, around the country or just in LA?
It's LA, New York.
LA, New York.
No, yeah.
Well, that's good enough. Might as well be. Nothing else matters, right?
Yeah.
What's that?
We're trying to get nominated for an Oscar.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get to that too. I know. So in order to get nominated for an Oscar, the movie has to be released, right?
Yeah, you have to have theatrical. And we actually just made it to the list that basically we're officially competing for the Academy Awards.
Really?
Yeah.
And what category would that be?
Best Documentary.
Best
Documentary Feature.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big thing. But, I mean, you're shooting for the stars.
Yeah.
Why not? You have what it takes, you know? So it's pretty cool. I looked at a little bit of the trailer and it seemed very, like, you know, vivid. I mean, there's a lot of color and music and stuff like that. Very cool. So, and this all came from your mind.
Oh, I like worked together with the consulate to make this happen. And it's actually, you know, like the Balinese culture is very interesting. So in Bali, like, even if you're not an artist, you're kind of like an artist. So because you like gamelan is part of your life. Like when you're born, when you're like a teenager, when you're getting married, when you die, gamelan will be played.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's not an option to not play it. It's like it will be played, you know. So as a Balinese, you learn like how to play gamelan, like even if you don't play gamelan, like you have to do, if you go to Bali, like they do offering every morning and they like handmade the offering. So you're like an artist in one way or another. And I think like the whole place is very pretty.
Uh-huh. I always wanted to go to Bali.
Yeah, you should go. Watch
but
the
that flight though, don't think
she's
I can.
She's gonna pass on the flight.
I've seen pictures though; it looks really beautiful there.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
No, well, keep looking at the pictures because you'll never get there.
Okay,
not if you don't fly.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, not if you don't fly for 20 hours.
Well, and I'm
take a train.
And I'm definitely not doing it after they just had a crash. Def not.
Whoa! How many times does lightning hit twice? You know.
I don't know.
Same place.
I wish it would hit me so I could just win the lotto tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Retire.
And get bit by a shark. It'll still be higher.
Why is it rare to get bit by a shark? I feel like that happens quite a lot.
No, but at the same time as you get hit by lightning.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Duh. But I feel like I always hear stories about people like getting bit by sharks or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why are you near them? That's the question.
Yeah.
Anyway. No,
but it's rare. I mean, how many times do you hear about that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Bali Beats of Paradise. So tell people how they can see it after. So November 16th, it's going to be in L.A.
L.A., New York.
And in New York. Are they planning to release it wider or is it going to go then to Prime and Amazon Prime? And all
no,
that
I think
stuff?
Like, so we're going to do L.A., New York this year. And then next year it will be like in more theaters like or all over the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How cool.
So it's in when you say L.A. and New York, you mean L.A. and New York theaters?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They can go to like ArcLight.
Well, it's like some
but not
theaters.
ArcLight, but like art.
Like Lemley.
Like art houses, right? Yeah, Lemley. Like Lemley and okay. Things like yeah. That. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. The website.
So I think Facebook probably would be best, right?
What's that?
The Facebook?
Yeah.
So it's like facebook.com/ Belly Beats of Paradise.
Okay.
That's pretty easy.
That's easy to remember.
Yeah.
And if you guys enjoy this at least... I think everybody will be curious to really see what it's about. Because if nothing else, Bali is just beautiful, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you show a lot of the different angles, I suppose, right?
Yeah. We captured the scenery. We also captured the culture. And we got into like a lot of like rituals like that they do. And it's pretty cool. You just got to see it.
Well, we'll see it. We'll see it. Well, so everybody check it out. Facebook, Bali Beats of Paradise. And this is it. And let's hope that... So do people get screeners in order to nominate this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The Academy members get screeners beforehand.
Cool. Yeah. But no, I mean, we'll go see it in the theaters, you know.
Yeah, come.
I will enjoy it a great deal. All right, Livy Teng, thank you so much. So how can people, do you have your own like social media that people can follow you?
It's at Livy Teng, LIVIZHENG. I have Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Sounds good. And Livy, that's like Liv?
L-I-V-I.
Yeah. No, I know, but like Liv Taylor and stuff, I'm talking about that.
With
so.
An I.
Right. Mm-hmm. Very cool name. And there's probably not a lot like you with that name, right?
No.
Yeah.
So awesome. I'll see you at the premiere at the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts and Sciences.
Okay.
Emerald Golden Theater.
Okay.
Yeah.
The biggest theater in the country. There you go. You can't beat that. And so Amy is like Jiminy Cricket on her shoulder, telling her what to say, feeding her the lines. But Amy, do you want a real quick plug yourself, your company? No. All right, so we're totally out of time.
She's shy.
She's not shy. She just wants you to have all the spotlight. Livy, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm really
excited that it worked out this way because I didn't expect it. So it's a nice unexpected surprise. I want to tell you, I really admire you. I mean, you rarely see someone with so many talents and abilities, you know. So you should be very proud of your parents for, I guess, pushing you, if that's the word to describe it. And much more success to you. You know?
Thank you.
Congratulations.
For
inviting me. And once she wins the Oscar, we'll say, well,
we met her.
Yeah, we met her. All right, Danny, thank you for staying for the whole ride.
I know, sorry.
All right. And everybody, thank you all for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.